Right then, LFU, welcome back to another lads pre-match pod. It's match day. This is the correct way to start your match day, either if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, even if you're sat at home. We have all the pre-match conversation that you, the LFU, needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of Leeds United football. Chelsea away in the Carabao Cup today, so we're taking a break from league action for the time being until next Monday, of course. But before we talk about anything Chelsea related, let's talk about last week. So Brighton away, Saturday, 3 p.m. kickoff. It's nice to have them, isn't it? Well, about the game, it was a good result, but in disappointing fashion. We probably should have been about 3-0 up in that game. On any other day, it's 3-0. Stack scores, Calvert-Lewin scores, and we're flying. But no, classic Leeds United fashion, we struggle and it becomes a 1-1 draw. But a 1-1 draw away at Brighton, it's our first goal at the Amex we've ever scored. You can't really complain. So let's see what I had to say straight after the game. Brighton 1, Leeds United 1. Now there's two ways you can look at this game. You can either look at it as an opportunity missed or a good result. And I'm kind of stuck in the middle because a 1-1 draw against Brighton is fine with me. You know, that's our first goal we've scored at the Amex. So we've done quite well there. It's an improvement on last season as well. But at the same time, man, we could have been like 3-0 up in that first half. It was insane. We just missed so many chances. DCL was just not firing whatsoever. Anton Stack had a great chance to score as well. And then on 60 minutes, I'm sorry, Daniel Farke, the substitutions you made, we didn't need to make those subs. I don't know why we did it, but that really screwed us over. But nevertheless, still unbeaten. A 1-1 draw away at Brighton is a great result. It's an improvement on a 3-0 win, 3-0 loss last season. So hopefully this means we go on to Wednesday night, win that, and then keep this good run of form going on until next Monday and pick up 3 points at home against Newcastle. Come on, Leeds.
Yeah, it's a game of two sides. You can look at it from both ways. If you're annoyed with it, yes, I can completely understand why you'd be annoyed with that game. However, if you're trying to be a little bit more optimistic, it's an improvement from last season. We went to their bit, we got spanked 3-0. We always get spanked by Brighton away from home. But nevertheless, 60 minutes, subs, so poor, just ruined the game for us. There was absolutely no need to do that when we were on top. Just bringing on a defender and Brendan Aaronson, who just didn't really contribute anything to the footballing aspects of the side, really. But a 1-1 draw, can we complain that much? We're still unbeaten, 3 games in. We're in the top half. It's looking okay. Right, it's time for the Merv Awards. This is where I go through and rank every single player that played in Leeds United's most recent game out of 10. We add up all the scores throughout the season, and at the end of the year, we find out who the Merv Award winner is. Who's going to knock Ampadu off the top of the Merv Award list? So, let's get stuck in. Of course, we're going to start off with the goalkeeper, James Trafford. I'm going to give him a 7. This is another good James Trafford performance. I think for the goal, he just couldn't do much. There was a lot more problems before that, before you can even look at James Trafford, really. It was a well-organised set piece from Brighton. We just didn't know how to handle it, and it was just an easy header at the back post, and I don't think he could have done much about that header whatsoever. But apart from that, he did some great saves, kept us in the game, so a great James Trafford performance again. He gets a 7. Then Goodmanson, it was good to see him come back into the side, into the starting 11. He gets a 5. It was a weird game for him because you could tell he hadn't played for a while. He had moments where he was really good driving forwards, but again, we just got ruined by Brighton in that second half. Past 60 minutes, we just couldn't handle them whatsoever. So Goodmanson gets a 5. Some nice moments for him. It's good to see him back, but overall, wasn't a fantastic performance. Let's go over to the right back, Jadon Boggle. the exact same game as Goodmanson, really. He gets a five as well. He had some nice moments going forwards, but when we were defended, we just struggled a lot. I mean, of course, we only conceded one goal and we held them off for quite a long time in the game, but every time they went forward, it just felt like they were going to score. A lot of players out of position. I think Bogle was one of them. But yeah, apart from that, same game as Goodmanson. Some nice moments going forward. He gets a five. Let's move on to the back three. So James Justin, he gets a four. I think he's been quite poor this season. I don't think he's lived up to any of the performances he had last year. It just wasn't great. The back three just wasn't great in general. I mean, yes, they held out 1-1. It's fine against Brighton. They're an exciting team, Brighton. They're a good side, but we could have just done more. If we were better organised, we probably don't concede half the chances that we did. Justin gets a four. Mimerovic, five. Had some moments where he looked a little bit ropey. Like, didn't look like he has in the past couple games. But again, there were some nice moments from him. Some nice passes played out. Some nice composure on the ball. It was just standard Mimerovic. So he gets a five. Elvedi, might be a bit controversial, but three. He had a game of two halves. In the first half, fine. I was happy with Elvedi. Looked really solid. I was sound with him. Second half, when the pressure started getting on a bit, he just kept making mistakes. It looked like he was out of position a bit. A bit of a deer in headlights a lot of the time. But he held out. He just didn't have the greatest game whatsoever. A good ball in for our goal, I have to say. You know, I watched that goal back on Match of the Day. A great ball into the box from him to get it to the back post to Tanaka. But he just didn't do anything for me. He just didn't amaze me. And he had such a good, you know, first two games for Leeds United as well. But, you know, can't really do much about it. Elvedi gets a three. Ampadu, six. Had some nice moments in that midfield. Some good passes. Controlled the game quite well. Didn't really step a foot wrong, but it was just an average game for him. So Ampadu comes in with a six. Anton Stach. I have to say, this was probably one of his worst games in a Leeds United shirt. I've given him a two. And he just, I don't know what he was offering, really. Like, that missed chance, he should be scoring that. You know, he would go and score a goal from 30 yards out, and that's brilliant and all. But when he's by himself, on his own, just outside the six-yard box, and all it needs is a shot across goal, a nice firm shot across goal, it's an easy chance for the keeper to save. He doesn't make it difficult whatsoever. I thought his touches at time were really poor. His passing was poor as well. His positioning, he just looked really slow at times. It was a very poor game from Anton Stach, and usually we hold him in this high regard, so it's pretty tough seeing him coming down to that level. So Stach comes in with a two. Tanaka, arguably the player of the match. He probably was the player of the match if it wasn't for Trafford, you know, having such, you know, great saves and having a great game. Tanaka comes in with a seven, controlled the game nicely, some nice moments going forward. He had that chance that hit the bar, put the ball across goal to Jadon Bogle to get the assist. It definitely wasn't a shot. Well, it probably was, but he messed it up. Great game from Tanaka. It was nice to see him come in this 11, which looked a bit unorthodox at first. I think I was pretty surprised by it, but it worked well. We got the 1-1 draw. Tanaka, great game from him. He gets a 7. Noah Okafor, he gets a 6. The only reason why he gets a 6 just because he didn't get any goal contributions. But apart from that, in that first half and second half, he was our only threat going forward, you know. The only way we looked like scoring was when the ball got played out to Okafor on that left-hand side and he was driving forwards with it. Set up DCL numerous times. A good game from him. Okafor, 6. DCL, extremely poor game. He gets a free. Just too many missed chances. I don't care if he was offside for that one-on-one. Calvert-Lewin should be scoring that. It's the Premier League. We need to finish off chances like that. The one where he went round the keeper as well, should be scoring that. At least make it a bit more difficult for the defender. Put it in the air or something. It was a poor game from him. He's had a tough run with the start of the season. Of course, he got that goal against Brentford, but apart from that in the game, he just didn't do too much. So DCL gets a free. Moving on to the substitutions. Three players came on. Harry Wilson comes in with a four. We need to see a little bit more from you, Wilson. I have to say, I'm just not impressed with him at the minute. He came in on this free and we all thought it was a steal. He's a high caliber of player. Of course, we have to give him time to come into the squad, understand the team a little bit more, but he just didn't really do much. You know, his ball carrying was poor, his passing was poor, his positioning wasn't great. Wilson gets a 4 for me. And so does Nemecha, 4 alongside Wilson. Again, he just didn't come on and affect the game that much. I think he had a great chance to get a shot off just from the edge of the box, but just held on the ball for too long, and it just wasn't his greatest game. And then Brendan Aaronson, 3, one of those 60-minute subs that came on. We just didn't need it. We just didn't need Brendan Aaronson to come on, did we? And he came on and just got bullied all game long, just didn't look like doing anything going forward. It was very, very poor. And then, of course, we didn't have 3 substitutions. It was just cut off on the page. Jakobi all came on. He also gets a 4. He came on. We conceded. He didn't play that well, Beal. He didn't make that much of a difference to the back line. And again, it was that 60-minute sub. We went defensive for no reason. We were on top of him. We should have just kept playing the way we were, or perhaps even bring on some attackers just to put even more pressure on Brighton. Beal gets a 4. Well, there you go, LFU. They're the Merv Award rankings for Brighton away. And we're done with all that talk now. So let's get in to the pre-match conversation ahead of tonight's game against Chelsea in the Carabao Cup. So at the time of recording, Farke's press conference hasn't happened. So I have no clue what the injury status of the team is. Maybe everyone's injured and we have to play the under-21s. Who knows? But against Brighton, not too much happened. There wasn't any injuries to take note of unless anything's happened in training. So hopefully we're all fine. And the only people missing are like the likes of Gruev, who got that long-term injury. So let's get into the starting 11. Who would I like to see? I'd like to see some of the new boys come in, you know, make a name for themselves against Chelsea. Let's see what they're about. They've had a lot of time to integrate into the squad now, so get them in there. So first off the starting goal, I'd have Zetterer. Give James Trafford a rest, in my opinion. He's been amazing. He deserves the rest, although Daniel Farke does like a cup run, of course, what we saw last year in the FA Cup. So you might play Trafford, but I'd like to see Zetterer get a run out. And then moving on to the back 5, new boy Bard, let's get him in at left back. Mimerovic, Beal, Elvedi as the back 3, and Bogle at right wing back. I think that back 3 needs to be strong because they just need to get more game time, especially Elvedi and Mimerovic, just so they can get better, more comfortable, and get on a good run of form. Moving on into the 2 in midfield, I'd go Longstaff and Stack. I think Stack needs a bit of a redemption game here. He needs to prove what he is capable of, because against Brighton, he just didn't really show anything whatsoever. And bring in Longstaff, give Ampadu a rest. He's played every single game this season. And then the front 3, Wilson, Nemecha, and Bahoya. Wilson, we need to see something from him, and he also hasn't started recently as well, so it'll be nice to see him get some game time. Nemecha up top, just keep DCL to sub him on, and hopefully DCL can get a goal and just get some more game time into Nemecha's legs. And then let's see the new boy, Bahoya. He looks like a good player, a quick, fast, technically good player. I would have liked to have seen him come on against Brighton just to add a little bit more pressure up front, add that pace, but he sadly didn't. But against Chelsea, I can see him starting, and let's hope we can see some amazing stuff from him. So that's Zetterer, Bard, Mimerovic, Beal, Elvedi, Bogle, Longstaff, Stack in midfield, Wilson, Nemecha, and Bahoya as the front 3. So what do I think the score prediction will be? Now, it's going to be a difficult game. Carabao Cup, I don't really care about the Carabao Cup. The FA Cup's a little bit more important, in my opinion, so I don't know with this one. I think Chelsea look a very good side at the minute against Arsenal on the weekend. They did look good despite losing 2-1. I think Xabi Alonso's doing great things with them. So it's going to be a tough game. I think they might come out with a bit of a weaker side. But again, they're not in Europe, so maybe we're going to get a full strength side here. So I'm going to go with a 2-2 draw and then win on penalties. I think we'll go toe-to-toe with them for the whole entire game, and then we'll get the win on penalties, hopefully. That'll be a dramatic way to get going again in the Carabao Cup and get into the next round. So a 2-2 draw, win on pens. I'd be happy with that, LFU. Right then, you've heard enough about me talking about all the pre-match conversation before Chelsea away tonight. Let's see what Dad has to say with his wiser view and what he thinks ahead of Chelsea away.
It was an interesting weekend in the fact that I probably am still fuming about on 60 Minutes against Brighton, how we changed into a more defensive, certainly a less proactive attack mentality by bringing Aaronson on and doing that change at the back. But I've watched Chelsea as well. And look, I know it was against Arsenal, but I watched the game we had against Fulham in full. I can't remember who was there. I saw it highlights one in between then. And I can't help but just think we've got a chance of really bullying these lot into probably frustration and driving the game into some kind of a stalemate, probably a high-scoring stalemate, like a 3-3, which, you know, history would say is possible. I think it could be chaotic. There's obviously the negative Nelly in your back, God, these guys should absolutely whoop us. But I just think if we get on top of them, even, and I'm thinking about their first team here. I'm not even thinking about the reserves they may rotate into this game. I just don't know if Alonso does that. I actually don't know if Farke will do that. Will Farke rotate here? Or will he do much? You know, is Longstaff expecting to play? I just don't know. I think they will, but I think it could be quite a high-scoring game. I'm going to go 3-3 and we win on penalties.
So, nearly the exact same as me, but Dad thinks it's going to be one of the most exciting games Leeds United are ever going to play, and we're all going to be happy with an exciting game on a Wednesday night. It's not a bad shout, and it is confusing as what Daniel Farke's going to do, because sometimes he doesn't like, you know, changing up the squad for cup games, but then again, he does. So it's a bit of a confusing one what the starting 11's going to be, but we're probably going to see a bit of a mix of both. We'll probably see the new boys come in, then have some of the first teamers in there as well. So it's going to be an interesting to look at what the side's going to be like. And yeah, Dad really wasn't happy with the Brighton game on the weekend. So I've been the optimistic one for once. And you know what? I'm fine with that. A point away at Brighton is okay for me. It's better than what we've done in the past, and I've seen a lot of bad times at Brighton, probably as you have as well, LFU. It's not just personal to me. So there we go. Hopefully your game ready now. Make sure to follow us on socials. It's Lad to Leeds on Instagram and on X. We'll be back for Monday night's game against Newcastle when we come back to Premier League action to a bouncing Elland Road under the lights. Hopefully we go and get the 3 points today. If you're traveling down LFU, have a cracking time. Whatever you're doing, staying at home, listening on the radio, have a great night, LFU. And let's hope we can go and beat those blue boys from London that we hate so much and go into the next round, into the Carabao Cup with a bit of pride, and then go and smash Newcastle on Monday. Come on, Leeds!